I started with my next door neighbour, actually. She knows I've been ill, and she's a really lovely lady, and she came round to see me, and she said, oh, they're doing some mindfulness sessions up at the church. Do you want to come with me? And I thought, well, okay, I'll go, even if it's just to keep her company, because she lives on her own and things like that. And I went, and it was an interesting experience to actually do that whole process of actually focusing on breathing and things like that. So I've been doing that. I've got a little app on my phone that just has some of the sort of guided meditations on it. And so if I'm awake, especially when my other half's working away, I can just put the app on and try and use it to help me settle back down and get to sleep. But to be honest, sometimes I just get up and make a cup of tea and, you know, potter about with the cat for a bit, and then I'll go back to bed when I'm ready to. On the day my fiance and I got engaged, she jumped up onto the hob, which had been on, and we thought that she'd burnt one of her pads on her paw. She was sort of limping about a bit for ages. You know, you try not to laugh, it was ridiculous. I was there with a bowl of salt water, trying to put her paw in the salt water, and she wasn't having any of it. My fiance spoke to one of his colleagues the day after this had happened and sort of said, oh, if it's still bad, what do I do? And his colleague turned around and said, it's okay, my cat set herself on fire yesterday, don't worry about it. So ultimately, cats are really clever until they're stupid. It's true.